to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, we are going to be taking a deep dive as it has been nearly 4 months since the last entry in this series, so I figured I would just give you guys an explanation behind my absence. If that's what interests you, as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Alright guys, welcome back to the podcast, episode 45. Now, if you guys remember, last episode in 44, I was going to talk about horror films and just my journey with the whole genre as a whole, and I had done so, I had gone briefly into that in that episode, but my intention was to go more in depth throughout the episodes of October, and unfortunately that just didn't end up happening doing the scheduling and everything. I was working very hard. I was just working, and I really lost track of what I wanted to do. And then, you know what? I thought, you know, everybody hits a slump. I'll just wait till November. November came around, and I didn't really feel like writing. I didn't even feel like filming or even recording the podcast. December hits. It's the same thing. I got, like, a little bit of ideas, but nothing to make me go straight to my chair and start typing away on my laptop to make a screenplay. And then January comes, and it's the same exact thing. Here we are in early February, and I've been struggling the most I ever have creatively. Just going to be very honest about it. I've been very burnt out. I haven't really felt the need or the urge to write, film, or do really anything in the film capacity, aside from watch things, but I don't know, I've been scratching my head for these past 4 months trying to figure out, like, what's wrong. I don't know if it's burnout, I don't know if I'm just not into it anymore, I'm not sure, and I thought that this would make a great topic for the podcast, considering I didn't really have much to go off of because I wasn't really working on any projects at the time, and that serves as sort of the content for the podcast. So I had to come up with something else to talk about. But I think it's good that every now and then you'll get little sprinkles of serious episodes, as this is not new to anyone who's listened for a long time. We've done some deep dives and had some personal conversations. But I figured I should just let you guys know, like, what I've been up to and, like, everything that's going on and when or if I'll ever get back into all this. So, for my completely honest answer, I'll just tell you guys straight up, I did not feel like filming or writing or doing anything. I didn't want to. I didn't find it interesting. I was just really struggling, and I could not find an idea that I'd be satisfied with enough to write something about it or even film a little something. I had come up with projects, but I had never done anything, and this is a theme that's run out or has gone on for a long time, and for a while I always just got past it, but something now is just different, and I'm trying to just figure out what that is, and that's really the most frustrating part. I guess one of the biggest ways I can describe this is it feels like you have a bunch of winning lottery tickets, but you can't cash them in. It's not that you're just void of thought or ideas. It's the fact that you're just struggling to let those thoughts out and put into something, whether that be a paper, a film, a painting, a song, however you want to interpret it. And I guess that's really what I've been feeling for these past few months, is I've been thinking of things, but nothing's, I've never felt, usually when I would think of something that I was really into, I would jump right away to write something. Maybe it didn't get filmed, but at least I wrote it, and that's when I know that it's bad, because even when I was in my slumps filming, I was still at least writing or recording or helping friends out with content, and now it's the complete opposite. Everything's just very different now, obviously. Life happens, like, you know, you get jobs and you have school and you just lose sight on your hobbies and stuff. And I mean, it happens. And that kind of hit me a little hard recently because I felt like I haven't really had time to I've had all the time in the world to work on things like this, and I didn't use it. And now that that time is gone and I got a lot of important responsibilities, I feel like I have to put these types of things on the down low. And that kind of makes you regret not cherishing that time you had earlier. Now, does this mean that I don't love film? No, that is the furthest thing. I absolutely love it. It's one of my favorite forms of media. Probably film and music go hand in hand for me. And each of them is important as the other. I love the process. I love the different techniques. I like the atmosphere. I just like the feelings that it brings me and that it's brought me over the course of my life. And I can't just turn my back on that. That's just impossible. But it definitely, at least for right now, I wanted to say that I felt more comfortable as a viewer rather than wanting to take those films as inspiration and use them into my own work or create something out of it. So I don't know. I'm gonna go everywhere in this episode because I just got so much on my mind. It's very hard to just focus on one particular thing. But I just want to say overall that my love for this medium is never going to go away. I have a lot of respect and admiration for this type of work and the people who involve themselves and put in all their time and dedication into their projects. I have a lot of respect. I love and I'm grateful for every memory that all of this has given me. And that's what kind of makes it hard when you found something that you really, really like and you almost burn yourself out on it. That's how I would describe it. And I mean, it's been hard. It's definitely been hard. Now, don't get me wrong. I've still been watching movies, old and new. And I've still been, obviously, I enjoy it and I love talking about it with people. I love getting people's ideas and opinions on certain things. But again, I don't have that urge to, hey, let me take what I liked about this film and put my own little spin on it. Or just, oh, this gives me a good idea for a story. It's just, things like that are rarely happening anymore. And I've spent the past, 4 months trying to get to the bottom of it. And I still have handfuls of answers. I'm just barely scratching the surface as to what the bigger issue is. And then it all hit me. And it was something that I never thought I would ever think of, really. I think it all stems from competition. I found this new thing, I made it a big hobby, and at the moment, I was the only person, at least that I knew of, that was doing this kind of stuff. It felt like I was the only one in my community doing this type of stuff, making films, doing podcasts, and stuff like that. And then the second someone new shows up, and I got some competition, and I think that a person's better than me, I shut down. And it's almost jealousy mixed with, oh, well, the bar's too high. They're way better than me. I don't even stand a chance. And I shut myself down before I even have a chance to prove myself. And this is a problem that I've had for a while, and I'm not particularly proud of it. But it's definitely something that I wanted to share with you guys, as it is something that I think about from time to time. And I talked about this. I talked about this with some friends of mine. And they thought it was a very, true, real possibility. And it's something that I should look into. And I believe them. I really do think that, maybe I'm just afraid of competition, but that's bad because you need competition. Everybody's got to have something to push themselves. And really, I should be having the opposite effect. This should be pushing me to make films, like to be up there with those people that are doing the same thing. I'm thinking about it all wrong. I'm thinking about it in terms of competition. And yeah, every type of business requires, or at least has, some bit of competition, but there's also a sense of like community, of like a union type of thing. And you like want to be up there with those names. Like you want to be like a group of like film friends, like Spielberg and Scorsese, Coppola, and all them back then. And that's really what I have to think about. And I mean, so I wanted to make a conscious effort to try my best, not even try my best, just do it. Just overcome my fear of competition and let it be something that drives me rather than pushing me down. And I guess something that's not just going to apply to film, but just the life in general. But that's just one of the pieces that of this puzzle that I've been trying to put together. It's a big one, but it's definitely not the whole story, as there's a whole nother aspect to it, mainly being the two big things that I struggle with and kind of contribute to my burnout. For one, I really struggle with laziness and really pushing myself to finish a project and things of that nature. And two, a lot of it is out of fear. I think it's common for anybody that does any type of art that you're afraid to put that out into the world, because then it can be, because it's not just your project anymore. It's something that you're sharing with tons of people, and it's not just your view of the project anymore. It's all the different opposing opinions and viewpoints of people once you release that like film out to the public. And you know, that could be very terrifying. At least it's terrifying for me in some aspects, because like at the end of the day, like I wanted to use this to entertain and to inspire people and to above all just have fun. And I guess it's a typical fear that you just don't ever want to have somebody not like something you created. And now a word from our sponsor. Alright, now we got the difficult stuff out of the way. Thank you guys so much for listening to that part. It really means the world to me that you guys did. I figured I just owed it to you guys to be honest and just explain to you guys what I've been thinking this whole time and where I've been. But now on to the better things. As far as things in my personal life have been, they've been going pretty well. I've just recently started going back to school, so along with that, I've been working as well, so I've just been caught up in that. I've just been spending time with friends and just catching up on my movies as well. The latest movie I saw was the new Scream, Scream 5, and I very much enjoyed it. And I may or may not go into greater detail on the, do a whole episode about the franchise and what I think of it as a whole. I think I might do that at some point in the future, maybe in the next couple of episodes, but we'll just have to wait and see. Aside from that, there's nothing too new going on at the moment. However, I would like to take a little moment out of this podcast to just give a little shout out to a good group of people. I am friends with another filmmaker. His name is Sam Spence, and he is currently working on a new project, his very first project called Chaser, and it is a sci-fi series that is going to be coming out sometime this year, and I'm extremely excited to see what it looks like. If you guys want, you can go and check out what they've been working on. They have an Instagram page, and they've been posting a lot of new stuff lately because the release date is fastly approaching. So whenever you guys get a chance, feel free to check it out. I'll leave a link to the account in the description of this episode below. But if you can, please go check it out. I've been seeing stuff every day, and I'm just continually impressed, and I just can't wait to see what the finished product's going to be. as far as writing, directing, and doing the podcast goes, in terms of writing, I have one idea in particular for a film that I'd like to get made, but I mean, as always, I'll save that for when I'm further in development and I actually got something going. As far as the podcast goes, I don't know how often I'm going to be able to record episodes. I'm going to try and put these out as best I can, with hopes of releasing an episode or two a month, which I have a good feeling will work out, but we'll just have to wait and see. But yes, this will conclude episode 45. So, long story short, struggling with keeping the film dream alive. However, I'm going to try as best I can to push through and keep doing this, because at the end of the day, this is something that I love doing. And even though it's going to take me a second to get back into the swing of things and get used to doing this kind of stuff again, I can't wait to eventually make a return. So I'm hitting a slump right now, but I promise it's only going to be temporary and I'll be back to normal. But as always, thank you guys so much for listening. Your support means the world for me. As always, you can go ahead and follow me on Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube channel, MagFilmsLTD. It really means the world to me. Feel free to share this podcast with a friend, as you could listen to it on Spotify, Anchor, Apple, or wherever you choose to listen. As always, thank you guys so much for listening, and have a great day.